Life Action Ministries presents Base Camp Adventures.
Hi, Ranger Piper. Are you ready for the advanced hiking session tomorrow?
Actually, Kylie, I'm feeling a little bit under the weather. Probably all the cold wetness this past week.
But you promised we'd do it this weekend.
I know, but some things are out of my hands. I can't lead you up there if I'm sick in bed, which is where I'm headed now.
Sick in bed? Who's gonna run base camp? Mr. Terrence can't do it all by himself.
Well, he probably could, actually. But with him training Savannah's owner, I've recruited some extra help.
Who? Now, Pastor Joe!
Hey there, kids! Good to see
you! You just saw us on Sunday at church.
You got me. Okay, it's good to see you here at base camp. I don't get up here as much as I'd like anymore.
Joe!
Hey there, Lorraine. Excuse me, Nurse Klein. It's more respectful.
Meh, the kids know what to call me.
Why are you here, Mountain Pastor Joe?
Oh, well, Ranger Piper's sick, and I'm here to help out for the weekend.
Woo!
Now, did I hear correctly that there were dinosaurs up here the other week?
It's a long story.
Can't wait to hear it. Let me just go check in with Terrence to get my to-do list, and I'll be right back.
Okay!
Hey there, Terrence!
Mountain Man Joe!
Good to see you, boy!
You too.
So, what do you got for me to do while I'm here?
Well, I thought you could handle the campfire stories.
Sounds good.
And maybe just do the rounds, make sure the kids are doing their activities and they're staying out of trouble.
All right. Any grunt work I can help with? Kitchen duty? De-splinter the climbing course or something?
Nope. I've got our new recruits working on that stuff.
New recruits, huh?
Yep. Actually, here they come now. Brace yourself.
Sven is telling you, Zoner. Loch Ness Monster is fairy tale.
And I'm telling you, I'll find Nessie someday if it's the last thing I do. Oh, hey there, Terrence and stranger.
Sven, Zoner, this is Mountain Man Joe. Or actually, he goes by Mountain Pastor Joe now. He's our founder's brother and worked here for years. And now he's the pastor of Mountainside Chapel down in Apacia.
Pleasure to meet y'all.
Terrence and Piper are telling us many nice things about you, sir.
They have? Well, that's always nice to hear. Even though I'm sure it can't be true.
Whatever.
Oh, sorry. Hey, watch it!
Sorry. What's your problem today?
Sorry, Lynn. I didn't mean to snap. I'm just mad because Ranger Piper broke her promise.
What promise?
We were supposed to do that advanced hiking thing today, but she's sick and backed out.
Oh, bummer. What was the plan?
She was supposed to go with me on some of the more advanced hiking trails. You know, just to make sure I was supervised or whatever. I wish I could go by myself, but Piper made me check my advanced gear at the camp office, and I don't know where the trails are.
Well, I know where the trails are.
You do?
Yep. I could take you.
You? No offense, but I don't know if you could keep up.
Excuse me?
I just want to, you know, enjoy myself on the hike, and I don't want to spend my whole time, taking care of you.
Okay, that's it. You're coming with me.
A little late!
Knock, knock!
Look who's here!
Mountain Man Joe!
Hey there, Piper!
I better stay over here. I don't want to get you sick.
You're probably a wise choice. Just wanted to stop by and say hi real quick.
It's been a while since you've been up here.
I know it. Feels good to be back.
Man, those were the days. Hanging out with you, Jack, and Ranger Sue.
Yep. Speaking of which, y'all get Ranger Sue's newsletter?
Yeah, she's off with a new missions group in the Ukraine.
She's a world traveler.
That she is. Well, better get started on my rounds. Good to see you, Piper. I hope you feel better.
Thanks, Mountain Man Joe.
Okay, you got everything you need?
Everything I could get my hands on.
What's this?
Just a map of the mountain, you know, in case...
In case I don't know what I'm doing?
In case we get lost.
Well, we won't get lost as long as you follow my lead.
Okay.
Now, come on. There's a good hiking trail this way. I'm sure it will be tough enough for you.
Nice shot, gal!
Thank you very much!
Hold up there, youngins. Y'all know we got rules about playing roof ball with basketballs? Light rubber balls only.
Oh, sorry, Mountain Pastor Joe.
It's all right. Just find another ball to play with.
You see another ball?
Nope.
What about over there in the bin?
Nuh-uh, nothing in here.
Oh well, we tried. Guess we'll just have to keep playing with this one. You're up.
Hey, what did I just say?
Uh-oh.
Did I not just remind y'all of the no basketballs rule?
Sorry, Mountain Pastor Joe. We looked for another ball, but couldn't find one.
Well, that is entirely beside the point, gal. The rule is no basketballs. And it's still the rule whether or not you could find another ball or not.
Then how do we play roof ball if all we have is this basketball?
That's simple, Max. You don't.
Are you sure this is the way?
Yes.
Okay, but the map says...
Look, Kylie, I know you're supposed to be some big shot mountain climber or whatever, but I've been running around this mountain for years. I know where I'm going.
Okay, okay. No need to get all snippy about it.
Snippy?
Yeah, you've been snippy all day.
Look, little Miss Perfect, ever since you came here, you've been treating the rest of us like second-class citizens. Maybe because we don't have our pictures on the covers of magazines or whatever, but I'm tired of it.
I didn't mean to upset you.
Oh,
I just...
of course not. You just thought you could get away with making your little remarks and no one would say anything. Well, I hate to break it to you, but I stick up for myself and my friends.
I'm sorry.
Well, maybe sorry's not good enough for the way you've been treating us.
There's a fork in the trail.
Don't pull that map out. It's this way. Phew. That was a close one. You keeping up okay, Kylie? It's pretty steep up here.
Lynn, I think we're lost.
I told you to put that map away and trust me.
Lynn, listen to me. I'm not trying to put you down or to make you feel bad or inferior or any of that. I'm looking at the map and I'm just saying if we keep going this way, it's going to be very hard to get back down. The terrain is too rough.
Okay, you have a point. I'll figure this out, okay? We just need to do a slight course correction
Lynn,
and...
stop, okay? Look, the best thing to do right now is turn around and go back the way we came.
Go in the opposite direction? But then we'll never get to the top.
We're not getting to the top. Not today, not this way. If we're going to do this, we need to turn back and take a different path. And probably when it doesn't look like it's about to storm.
You think you're so much better than me, telling me what to do.
I promise this isn't about that. I really think we'll be in danger if we keep going. Please, trust me.
Fine.
Where have you two been? Sven, Zoner, and I have been looking all over for you.
We
went out hiking. By ourselves.
You what?
Lynn!
You know better than to go out there without supervision.
I know, Mr. Terrence.
We're really sorry.
Where were you hiking?
According to the map, the north side of Puckett Peak, I think.
That's a really unstable area.
Kylie wanted to go hiking without Ranger Piper. So I took her. Even though she said she's sorry, she's planning to do it again when the weather's better.
Lynn!
Okay, you two. My office, now.
But we apologized the first time.
But then you turned right around and did it again.
We're going to have to call your parents now. If you guys keep stuff like this up, we're not going to be able to have you here in base camp.
Uh-oh. What's going on here?
Mountain climbing without supervision. And apparently, some insincere apologies.
Oh, really?
Why do you say it like that?
Oh, we just got a similar situation over here.
Oh, hey, Lynn.
I think I know just the story for the campfire tonight. So from what I hear today, we're having some I'm sorry troubles.
Ah, Sven knows this. English, very hard language to learn.
No, Sven. Not trouble saying the words, I'm sorry, but using those words when we don't mean them.
But we do mean them when we say them.
Well, Max, you can feel that way, but the proof is in the poppy seed possum pot pie. I want to tell y'all a story about a friend of mine who had a similar problem when she was about your age.
Ew, a female friend?
I'm going to ignore that tone and say yes, a female friend. She used to work at this very camp. And like I said, this story takes place when she was a kid herself. Her name is Ranger Sue, and she was born and raised in Australia.
Whoa,
dead end!
That's right, Tommy Trailblazer! There's nowhere to run now! All your animal friends are doomed!
I don't think so, Patrick the Poacher. There's always a way. All I need to do is look around and... Aha!
What are you babbling about?
I figured out the secret to your trap. All I need to do is turn around 180 degrees and run in the opposite direction back to the start. That'll reset your whole operation.
No. How could you possibly have known that?
Simple. This game's on easy mode and helpful hints are popping up in the corner of the screen right over there.
No!
You did it! New character available!
Yes! What's that, Sue?
Oh, nothing, Mum. I just unlocked Echidna character on my game.
An Echidna? That's a strange animal to have in a video game.
I guess.
Is this that new Armor Quest game you've been talking about?
No, that doesn't come out for a couple more months.
Oh. Hey, it's about time to turn that off and go outside for a bit, okay? You have chores to do.
Okay, Mum.
Susan, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Really? Because it looks like you're about to open the front gate.
What? No.
You know you are not allowed beyond the fence without an adult.
But, Mum, I was going to stay with inside of the house.
It doesn't matter, sweetheart. This is the outback. It's full of wildlife and...
I know. That's why I want to go out there and see the wildlife.
But most of the wildlife out here is dangerous. Even deadly. You need to wait for me or your father to go with you, okay? Susan?
Okay. Yes, I heard you.
All right then. Get back to your chores, please.
Yes, ma'am. Mum? Mum? Good. Sound asleep for her afternoon nap. Sounds like a perfect time to sneak out and see some animals. There. Now, that wasn't so hard. Now. Uh-oh.
Susan Rose Smith.
Hi, Dad.
We just talked about this morning.
So you deliberately disobeyed your mum?
I know. I'm sorry. I really am. Please forgive me.
Of course we forgive you, sweetheart, but you need to obey, okay? There's dangerous critters out there.
I know.
I'm glad you apologised, Sue. No dessert tonight, though.
That sounds fair.
All right. It's hot out, Dad.
Yep, great day to wash the Jeep and get a little wet.
Yeah, but we could just play with the hose without washing the car.
You're doing a great job, Sue, but you gotta make sure you're doing even strokes. See how there's still some dirty residue there between where you use the rag?
Oh, yeah. Dad, look! Hopping kangaroos!
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Four of them.
Wow. Can we go out there and get a closer look?
Yeah, better not. Kangaroos can get a little violent sometimes if you're not careful. We can see them fine from here.
But we're so close, we could just...
The answer's no, Sue. You can watch them from here for a bit. And I'll call you when it's time to spray off the Jeep.
Yes, sir.
Susan! Susan! No dessert, and it's straight to your room. And lights out after dinner.
But, Dad...
I don't want to hear it, young lady. I just finished telling you to stay inside the fence, and what do? You went straight for the gate.
I'm sorry, Dad.
That's what you said last time. But it didn't stop you this time, did it? You need to think about what it really means to say you're sorry.
Well, hello there, little fella. You're a frill-necked lizard, ain't you? What are you doing here? Come on, you can come closer. That's it. Hey, wait, come back. Don't go under the fence. I'm not allowed over there. Come on back. Come on. Not gonna come, eh? I'm really not supposed to go out there. But I guess I could just pop out real quick, grab him, and come back inside the fence. Yeah, that'd work. I won't stay outside the fence. Just a quick trip and straight back. Then I'll have an animal to spend time with right here at home. Come here, you scrummy drongo. Gotcha. It's all right. I'm not going to hurt you. Just going to take you back inside and make you a nice place to live with me.
Him.
Hi, Mum. How much of that did you see?
Susan, this is the last straw.
You continue to disobey, and you're going to bury yourself in a heap of trouble.
I'm sorry, okay? I said I'm sorry.
But Sue, if you don't change your behavior, your sorries don't mean a thing. If your actions don't match your words, it means you're not serious about what you say. It's almost like you're lying when you say you're sorry.
But I am serious.
Actually, you're not. You can say you're serious all that you want, but like your dad said, if you don't change your behavior after you say you're sorry doesn't mean anything.
One rock, two rock, three rock. Huh. What was... An echidna! Just like from my video game! He's right outside the fence. Come here, little guy. No. No! Don't go that way. Ugh! I guess I could just go out and... No. I want to mean what I say. I want to really obey my parents and do the right thing. I want to really change. Sorry, echidna. Maybe next time.
So do you see how saying you're sorry isn't the full picture? Our actions need to match our words. We need to repent.
What does repent mean? How can I repent if I don't even know if I've ever repented in the first place?
I get the confusion. Repent is a churchy word. It just means to stop doing a bad thing and doing the opposite thing instead. So if you repent from lying, that means you stop lying and you tell the truth instead.
So instead of just saying we're sorry for playing roofball with a basketball, we need to actually stop playing roofball with a basketball.
Yep, that's exactly right. See, Jesus doesn't want lip service from us. When he asks us to follow him, he doesn't want to just hear a yes. It's more important to him to see the yes. You know, Jesus himself once told a story about this in Matthew chapter 21. A dad asked his two sons to come help him do a chore. And the first son said, "No, I won't go." But later, he changed his mind and went to help his dad. The second son said,
"Yes, I'll help."
But he never showed up. So which son obeyed his dad?
The first one. The one who said he wouldn't help, but then actually did help.
Yep. See, following Jesus is more than just saying the right stuff. Following Jesus means there'll be a life change. You turn from old sinful ways and go in the opposite direction toward the good ways. It's good to be sorry when you've done something wrong, but we need to be the kind of sorry God wants us to be. Sorry that leads to a change in the things we do.
Hi, Kylie.
Lynn.
Look, I just wanted to say I'm sorry. I'm sorry I got so mad at you. I knew my attitude was wrong, but after everything Mountain Pastor Joe talked to us about, I know I need to change. Will you forgive me?
No.
You don't?
I couldn't care less about your bad attitude toward my superior climbing skills. What I care about is that you ratted me out to Mountain Pastor Joe, and now I won't be able to sneak back up there and climb.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, you can be sorry all you want. I'm still not forgiving you. Do me a favor and don't talk to me anymore. Bye.
Bye.
It looks like Lynn is truly sorry about the bad attitude she was having, but Kylie's only sorry she got caught. 2 Corinthians 7:10 says, For the kind of sorrow that God wants us to experience leads us away from sin and results in salvation. There is no regret for that kind of sorrow. But worldly sorrow, which lacks repentance, results in spiritual death. We can tell when we're truly sorry for the bad things we've done, when we stop doing those things and do good instead. That's called repentance, and it's a sign that you really are following Jesus. Our vocal talent included Evan David, Grayson Deans, Christy Fredericks, Trevor Jones, Heather Kern, Jackson Kerr, Sam Loving, Anna Nelson, Michael Poole, Annabelle Tharnish, Cora Tharnish, Skylar Vanderweer, Hudson Vanker, and Carter Warren.